Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.
You have not because you ask not. Most people don't have the life of their dreams because you don't ask God for the life of your dreams.
Action without planning is the cause of every failure. Action without planning is the cause of underachievement. Action without planning is the cause of frustration, time wastage, anxiety, stress, and lack of success in life.
Success without fulfillment is the ultimate failure. Ultimately, you only want it because you think it's going to change the way you feel. And many times you get what you want and you don't feel that way. The illusion we have is getting things will make us happy. Getting your goal is not the purpose of your goal. The purpose of your goal is to become something that you are proud of and feel alive by. If you achieve a goal in a way that gives up your integrity, you will not be happy long term, even though you got the goal. If you achieve a goal just to achieve it because everyone else said you should be a doctor or a lawyer, you're going to be miserable. It has to be something you truly want, but it also requires something: growth. The only thing that makes us happy is one word. Write it down: progress. Progress equals happiness.
You know, when you have more than you need, you naturally will give it away. Could you have an abundance of mystical and new experiences in your life? That would be so much more than a yacht to me. You with me? But you could have an abundance of synchronicities. Yes? How about an abundance of opportunities? Could you have an abundance of material things? Is there anything wrong in the kingdom with that? No. When people create abundance, I just want them to know that they can create. That's the journey. They get good at creating if that's what they want to get good at, if it's abundance.
Manifestation is not creating a fantasy and then waiting for it to come true with no action from yourself. So I actually renamed vision boards action boards, as if to say that, yes, create imagery that represents what you want, but then you have to be doing something every day to move yourself closer to that. Whether it's being healthier just so that your brain's in a better environment, or it's networking or dating or, you know, saving money, whatever it is that's going to get you, let's say, the house that you want. You know, a great example is people might say, of course I'd love a house in the Hamptons. But if that's not realistic for you in the short term, then you'll only reinforce the fact that you're failing at manifesting. So it's better to say, I'd like to be on the property ladder, and start there and then obviously build bigger.
Now think of this. Your behavior causes your results. If you want to change the results, don't look outside of yourself. Don't say it's the economy, it's the boss, it's my spouse, it's none of those things. It's something inside, and it's called a paradigm. How do you change it? Well, first of all, you start out with the result you want to change. Write out exactly the negative result that you're getting. Then ask yourself, what is the polar opposite to that? And write it out in the present tense as an affirmation. What you've done is you've programmed in a new habit that's essentially the opposite to the old. The old dies for a lack of nourishment because you've kept fedding the new one. And write it out 100 times a day, present tense. I'm so happy and grateful now. You give that a whirl. If it works for that, it'll work for everything.
Visualizing became a normal thing. And I never really knew that I had really a very special ability to visualize and to connect the dots, to say to myself, well, if I can see it, then it must be a reality. And I can make it a reality. So for me, the vision became a reality. So it was only then a matter of following through with the work, because every single time when I had a vision about anything, I had to work my ass off. But it was pleasure. See, that is the great thing. When you go to work and you know exactly why you're working, then it becomes fun, a challenge.
Focus equals feeling. Whatever you focus on, you're going to feel. Even if it's not true and you focus on it, you will feel like it's true. Focus equals reality to the individual, even though it's not reality in actuality. Hear me now. This is one of the most important things to tell you. I would jot it down if you would. We do not experience life. We only experience the life we focus on. I'm going to say that again. We do not experience life. We only experience the life we focus on. What's wrong is always available. So is what's right. But it all determines on what you focus on. Right now, there are millions of things happening. You could focus on millions, yes, literally millions. Because there's lots of things your brain basically distorts, deletes, and generalizes. If you were to take in everything that's happening consciously, you'd go stark raving mad. And so what happened is some people are pissed off and some people are worried. It has nothing to do with the other person, has nothing to do with the event. It has to do with what you focus on. So we don't experience life. So the most important skill in life is controlling your focus.
You're capable of doing the actions. The only thing that will stand in your way is the garbage that's in your head. If you expect to achieve your goals, if you expect to reach your potential, if you expect to have your dreams come true, you must become a master at visualization.
You have to begin to go and address that trauma, and you have to look at it, which is hard. It's hard to look at it, and when it comes back up, man, it can get you real emotional. But it cleared more space in my body. And it gave me the ability to become even a better manifester of my reality, to manifest my abundance, to really embrace my talents and my gifts and thrive with them. There was something holding me back. As good as I was doing, there was so much more, and there still is more, much more. It never ends.
The Tiny Habits Effect. BJ Fogg, a Stanford behavioral scientist, found that habits stick when they start smaller than your resistance. When you make the bar low enough to win even on your worst days, you train your brain to associate action with success, not shame. That's how you rewire self-belief. Lowering the bar isn't giving up. It's giving yourself a chance to show up. Now, this affects your confidence loop. Every time you follow through on something small, you build self-trust. And that trust becomes confidence. Confidence isn't built by big wins. It's built by micro promises kept. You start to think, I can rely on me. And that's how you shift from lazy to consistent, from overwhelmed to grounded.
See, a lot of people allow fear to stop them from living their dream. Answer your calling, whatever you're called to do. Don't count yourself out. Don't say, I can't do that. Many of us go through life saying no, and you don't even know what you're saying no to. You don't know what you cannot do if you're not willing to challenge yourself. Whatever it is that you don't know how to do right now, you can learn. I did not know how to speak for major corporations. I didn't know how to do that, but I decided to become a student. If you do your research, if you do your homework, if you make the commitment that I'm going to learn, when you look at what do I have going for me and drop your buckets where you are, decide I'm going to work and get myself together. God and Jim Rohn said, if you develop your gifts will take you places that you would never begin to imagine.
The principle of success, every wealthy person knows this. I don't know nobody wealthy don't have a vision board. I don't know nobody wealthy don't have their stuff written on a piece of paper. I don't know nobody. I know a lot of people doing good. We have discussed it at great lengths. They've showed me some of their vision boards that why I had to go back and change mine. I went, whoa, whoa, whoa. But you gotta have a vision board. It's gotta be written down. You know why? Because that's a scripture too. Habakkuk 2:2. Go, I know where this one at. Habakkuk 2:2. Go home and read that one. It says, write the vision and make it plain so that he who reads it will run to it. And even though it tarry, that means take a long time, wait for it, for surely it will come at an appointed time.
I think that becoming aware of what's in your energetic field is one of the most empowering things that you can become aware of, because ultimately, if you perceive on the outside of certain things in your life and it makes you feel a certain way, taking responsibility is understanding that the way you feel is something that's inside your energy field. So if somebody is jealous of someone else, or someone else is feeling resistance for something they're seeing, there's a couple ways that you can go about mitigating that. You could set boundaries and not have that energy around you, not being perceiving of it, or you could integrate that energy of what you're feeling on the inside and transform it and kind of let go of the perspective. But one thing that I think is so overlooked is people continue, you know, like being in the phone all day, what you look at does influence your subconscious mind.
But I just kept on, man. Just kept on with it. I just kept the faith. I kept believing. I kept asking it. I kept wanting. God got great life for you, man. But you're going to have to ask for it. And when you ask for it, you're going to have to believe it. After you believe it, you got to put your work in. Now, if you don't want to do the work that it takes to be successful, this man with his success, if you knew how hard he worked, if you knew the hours he put in, the hours his daddy put in, if you knew what it really took, it's daunting. It's days, man, where you go, whoa, what is this I'm trying to do? But you got to hang in there. See, getting what you want is up to you. How you get there, that's up to God. See, the problem with you is you trying to figure out how to do something. Listen to this. The how-to ain't none of your business. The Bible don't tell you to figure nothing out. It say ask, believe, and receive.
We don't fail because we're not capable. We fail because we set the bar so high we never get started. We imagine we need a perfect plan, a perfect morning routine, a perfect burst of motivation. But perfection kills momentum. And momentum, not motivation, is what actually changes your life. Now, here's the psychology behind it. It's something known as the activation barrier. Behavioral science shows that the hardest part of any task isn't doing it, it's starting it. That first moment takes the most mental energy. So when you lower the bar, when you make the first step laughably easy, you bypass resistance.
You know, you've got to have the conscious thought of what you want to manifest. And you have to be very specific. A lot of people are very ambiguous with what they want to bring into their reality. The universe is going to start to collaborate with you. Opportunities are going to begin to present themselves to give you the opportunity to get the money that you need to come down with the down payment, to make the payment on the car and everything else. But you have to see those opportunities, because windows open and doors open, but they also close. And the biggest part about not manifesting or losing the manifestation opportunity is not recognizing the things that will lead to the end result. Just kind of waiting for the end result to appear magically. No, there's steps to take. There's goals to set, action steps to take, recognition of collaboration opportunities.
The more you visualize things, number one, the greater your confidence is going to be, the greater security you're going to have about it. And here's the really cool thing. The more you do this with your goals, you wake up every day and you just visualize. It takes 30 freaking seconds, for crying out loud. You visualize having a great day at school. You visualize curing your panic and how proud you're going to be. What studies suggest and have proven is that simply visualizing yourself doing things actually develops the skill and helps you improve the skills, just as if you were actually doing it. And so there's proof based on research that visualization helps you build skills. And then finally, the other thing that's really important about this is that the more that you do this, what we know based on research is that the reason why you start to believe what you think is because you are reprogramming your brain. You are changing the network of neurons that act as a filter. And so the more that you actually believe in yourself and you start thinking and visualizing yourself speaking up, the more confident you're going to become, the more skills that you're building, and you're actually going to do it.
Every thought we think and every word we speak is creating our future. It's as though our thoughts go out into the universe and are accepted and brought back to us as experience. Now that is a very simple thing, but most people don't get it. They don't understand it. They've never heard it before and they think it's ridiculous. But if you can really accept the fact that every time you think a thought and every time you speak a word, You are literally painting your future, making your dinner, whatever you want to call it. You are creating, and you're creating your own life. And this is simple, but it's not easy to accept. But once you accept it, then you can start deliberately creating what you want in your life. And you begin to be aware of what you don't want in your life and how you are contributing to it.
We have to start weeding the garden of our mind. We have to start pulling out the old limiting beliefs, the unprocessed and unmetabolized trauma. And so when we do that, when you learn how to transform your belief systems, what you also do is you're starting to detoxify yourself of fear. Because think about it, all of your limiting beliefs move you into fear. All of those traumas that you've not worked through activate the sympathetic nervous system. They upregulate your nervous system and they move you into fight or flight. And so the most important thing that you could focus on is this thing called personal growth, because as you get into personal growth, as you transform your belief systems, as you heal your childhood traumas, you start to retrain your nervous system and you downregulate it. And that downregulation, when you're no longer just automatically operating for fear that something's going to go wrong, allows you to intentionally direct your thoughts and direct your imagination towards what you want, rather than the old habit, the obsession, the addiction on focusing on what you're afraid of.
Have you ever asked yourself what differentiates the winners from the masses? Well, I have. I've researched the subject now for over a quarter of a century, and I have found that the winners are aware of a certain place within. It's referred to as the higher self. And in this higher self, there's an image of perfection, which is forever attempting to express itself in a greater way. When the winner wants to turn their dreams into physical realities, they call on this higher self, and they set about and change the world, not just for themselves, but for...
I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Bestseller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breasts, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.
For everyone in it.
Dream big dreams. Practice what is called back from the future thinking and project forward. Develop a vision of yourself as happy, healthy, wealthy, thin. Practice what top people practice, which is what is called idealization. You project forward several years and that you imagine that your life is perfect in every way. Imagine that you have no limitations. Imagine that you have all the time and all the money and all the friends and all the contacts and all the education, all the experience, and that you could be or have or do anything you want in life. If you could, what would it be? If your life were perfect in 5 years, what would it look like? How much would you be earning? How much would you be worth? What kind of a family life would you have? What kind of health would you have? What kind of car would you be driving? What would your life be like if you could wave a magic wand and make it perfect in every way? Now, what we have found is this is the starting point of great riches, and it's the starting point of great success in life, is for you to have a dream or a vision of a wonderful future.
Your cells in your body and your subjective mind does not know the difference between something that's actually happened or if it's in your mind and your emotional body. So when you begin to take that on, you start to act differently. You start to speak differently. You start to walk differently. And then what happens? The universal presence, through its law, matches that vibration and things begin to change in your life.
God places everything he has for you in your imagination. Albert Einstein said, imagination is everything. It's the preview to life's coming attractions. So when you have something in your imagination, it ain't hocus pocus. It's actually a preview of a coming attraction.
Everything in the universe is made up of energy, and all energy is vibrating at a different frequency. Nikola Tesla once said, "If you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. What is your I am? Who do you want to be? Align your thoughts, your words, and your actions with that vision. If you can match the frequency of that reality, you will get that reality. It's our doubt, changing frequencies, and our inability to hold thoughts and visions for extended periods of time that take us off our path. You must hold to the vision. When you do this, it has no choice but to manifest in your reality. It is a universal law.
When you're in a negative vibration, the only energy you can attract to you is like energy. You're going to attract negative situations into your life. When you're in a positive vibration, the only thing you can attract into your life are things that are in harmony with you. Positive things. You and I have the conscious ability to choose the images that we're going to hold in our mind. Do you know that thought waves are cosmic waves that penetrate all time and space? And when I think something, I control the vibration I'm in. And when I control the vibration I'm in, I control what I attract into my life. If I want greater wealth, I just have to see it coming into my life. I can see money coming to me through multiple sources on a continuous basis. You see, I dictate what I see. We become what we think about.
I will attract into my life what I am, not what I want. And I am capable of attracting all things that the source is capable of attracting. That's the difference. It's like you get what you are rather than what you want.
There's two times the door to the subconscious mind opens up, when you wake up in the morning and when you go to bed at night. So those are really key times if you want to reprogram your subconscious mind. So in that realm, you can connect to energy and information and you can rewrite a program. And it's not something that you really have to try to do. It's just something that your brain naturally does. You can take advantage of it to say, okay, what's the greatest ideal of myself tomorrow? How am I going to show up? What do I learn from today that I want to stop doing? Let me remind myself of what I'm not going to do tomorrow. Let me remind myself of what I'm not going to think. Let me remind myself of how I'm not going to feel. Let me review these. Let me remember so I don't forget. And start off, if your personality creates your personal reality, it makes sense then if you're going to create a new personal reality, you got to change your personality. That's the first step, right? And I think most people try to create a new personal reality as the same personality. It doesn't work. We got to become somebody else. So
this is why wealthy people always have heirlooms in their house that come down through generations of wealth, because those heirlooms have wealth vibrations. And when those heirlooms or antiques are in a home, like artwork and things, it affects and helps the person broadcast on that wealth wave or that billionaire brainwave.
The moment your belief matches with any state, you fuse with it. This union results in the activation and the projection of its plots, plans, conditions, and circumstances. Now, seriously think about what we're talking about here. The moment your belief matches with any state, so you've got this beautiful idea, you're studying, you think, I'm gonna get that. This is, how do you fuse with it? You act like the person you want to become. Every personal development course you'll ever look at, act like the person you want to become. The moment your belief matches with any state, you fuse with it. You become one with it. This union results the activation and projection of its plots, plans, conditions, and circumstances.
You need to master billionaire frequency, because getting everything you want is stupid easy when you stop chasing and start embodying. You don't need to go after anything. You just become the person who already has it. The energy shifts first and reality follows you.
The longer you can hold your mental picture, the more deeply it will be impressed into your subconscious mind, and the more rapidly it will express itself in your subsequent performance. There seems to be a direct relationship between how clearly you can see your desired goal or result in your mind and how quickly it comes into your reality. This element of visualization is what explains the powers of the law of attraction, the law of correspondence. The vividness of your desire directly determines how quickly it materializes in the world around you.
Visualize it, but also feel it. Like, feel yourself there. Close your eyes, smile to yourself, and feel yourself there. And believe me when I say you can manifest that. I know you think I'm crazy, but it's the joke in life. I'm telling you, it's the joke in life. You can't go to places physically until you go there emotionally and in your mind first. And then once you're there, you're ready. But when you hold on to the negative thoughts, it's like walking around with all this baggage and luggage. Who needs that, really?
Everything is energy, and that's all there is to it. Match the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. It can be no other way. This is not philosophy. It's physics.
The last 5 minutes of the day, before you go to sleep at night, are the most important 5 minutes of your day. You are now going to go into your subconscious mind for the next 8 hours, and you're going to marinate there in those 8 hours. As you enter into your subconscious mind, you can do one of two things. You can review all of the things that you didn't like, that didn't work, that disappointed you, all of the stuff that's going on in the world that you hate. Now you wake up, and your subconscious mind begins to offer you up experiences that match up to everything that you've placed in there. Or use those last 5 minutes to program into, I am well, I am healthy, I am content, I am peaceful, I am unattached, I am in love. And you just start to program yourself this way so that when you wake up, your subconscious mind, which can't make a distinction between the thoughts that you have or the actual things that are going on in your physical life. So if your subconscious mind is being programmed to say, this will never work out, the universal subconscious mind will begin to offer you experiences that match up to that, and you'll go through your whole life.
The more specific you can be in terms of what you want and when you want to achieve it, expressed in the positive present tense and beginning with the word I, the more powerful the effect will be on your subconscious mind. Goals written and stated in this way cause you to develop new beliefs about what is possible for you.
Anything you say with the words I am, your subconscious will then take that as a command. And so we're constantly programming our subconscious. If you say, I am sick, you're actually creating sick in the future.
Oh my gosh.
See, a lot of people think when they're describing the present, well, I'm sick, you know. But the fact is, you're prescribing the future by describing the present as it is. Oh. And most people never get that. So this is why the people that live the most effective lives are always acting as if they're in the future and the future's perfect, you know, not waiting to get there.
Let's stop and think about the environment we were raised in. Here's the baby. The ideas and the thoughts and the concepts that are going on around that baby are going right into that baby's subconscious mind through repetition over and over and over again. And remember, the baby's getting it all day, all week, every month, all year. And this goes on for 4 or 5 years. And the baby reaches the age of 4 or 5 where they can start to think that baby's programmed. That baby is programmed to think like the people it has been surrounded by. If the people that surrounded that baby had gone right through school, the baby will probably grow up and go right through school. If the people that were surrounding that baby always lived in hard times, never had any money, always in debt, that's probably how that baby's going to grow up. Well, this is bizarre, but this is how it happens. You see, if we keep thinking of how can I go further, our imagination will take us there. What you want to do is you've got to stretch. You've got to really get your mind going. This is where you kick your imagination into high gear. And you get up there in a C-type goal. A C-type goal is, what do you really want to do? That's where you've got to go. You don't know how, but you know you will. Now, that is the kind of attitude, it'll give you anything you want. It's given me an income. It's given me millions of dollars.
Dollars that flow.
they're just evidence of the vibrational currency that you've got going on. But most people have practiced lack of dollars, lack of dollars, lack of dollars. So they'll allow abundance of vitality or abundance of invigoration or abundance of friendships or abundance of love. There are so many people that will allow abundance of one thing and another, just not abundance of money yet, because they've practiced the thought of not enough money so much. They've been close on making their payments and worried about money, and they've been measuring money with action and how much do you get per hour and what's your salary and what's your talent worth and how much can you perform and why is your performance earn more money than that performance. People are all wadded up out here in the manifestations of money. And if you would just step back and talk about energy, which means talk about satisfaction, you want to be filthy rich with enthusiasm, filthy rich with happiness, filthy rich with satisfaction. I'm so rich with really good ideas. I'm so rich with happiness when I wake up in the morning. That's what you've got to be ready for. And when you get there so that you feel that way, no matter what the state of money is, then the state of money must match the state of vibration. It's law.
With all the teachers I've had, they all help me focus on my mindset. I have a very strong mindset. It's given me a life that most people just dream of living. That's what my mindset has done. Mindset will do the same for you. It'll do exactly the same for you. The secret is your mindset.
Wealthy people understand the power of artifacts, physical items. Everything in the universe vibrates. Science knows this. This is not me saying it. So gold vibrates at a certain frequency. Silver vibrates at a different frequency. Everything in the universe is frequency and vibration. So if you have a particular item that resonates or vibrates or puts out a frequency, it's going to physically affect your body. We know this, so it can help you broadcast on that wealth wave, that billionaire brainwave.
When you move, this is very important. When you move to a higher frequency, you're going to be communicating with a world that is totally foreign to and beyond the reach of your five senses. See, this is where people are going to think, this guy's nuts. He thinks he can become a millionaire, and he's broke. That's where I was. I was thinking I could become a millionaire, and I was broke.
The highest form of vibrational frequency is the vibrational frequency of authenticity. Be the truest form of yourself. The problem is most people are not them. They're shells of the ambitions and the desires of other people. So once you live authentically and in truth, you elevate yourself to that vibrational frequency where you realize who you actually are, and you don't condition yourself or limit yourself by all the past. And by breaking that illusion, you instantly enter a new paradigm of reality. And I truly believe that you can break that with full confidence right away, because the mind can conquer everything.
What we've got to do is get on the frequency. We've got to match the frequency. Now, what do we mean by that? That means that you've got to get vibrating, you do, on the same frequency of the good that you desire. You literally fall in love with the idea of what you want. If you hold that idea in your mind, you will start moving toward it, and it'll start moving toward you. Well, it happens because you're on the same frequency. Everything on that frequency is going to come into your life.
I noticed that every single man or woman that I had studied who had achieved any kind of success in any field whatsoever had done it after they had made a commitment to becoming excellent in that field. And I began to look, and I began to compare, and I began to talk to people, and I speak to thousands of people virtually every month. I found that I never found a single person who was successful who was not excellent at what they did. That competence, the commitment to becoming excellent in your chosen field, is an indispensable prerequisite for success. That if you are not good at what you do, you haven't got a chance in our competitive society unless you win the lottery. That success is predictable if you commit yourself to becoming excellent. It does a whole lot of other things within your mind, but if you commit yourself to becoming excellent, it changes everything about you. And only the top 5 or 10% are excellent. You've heard the rule, the 80-20 rule, the Pareto principle, that the top 20% of salespeople make 80% of the sales, that the bottom 80% of salespeople make 20% of the sales. Do you know what the difference, the ratio is there? The ratio is the difference between 16 to 1, that the average income of people in the top 20% is 16 times the average income of the people in the bottom 80%.
To move to a much higher frequency of thought, you must first consent. In other words, that means you've got to decide. I can't do it for you. As much as I would like to, from my brother, my sister, my aunts and uncles, my nieces, my nephews, my grandkids. This is something I would like to do for almost everybody I know. When I see them struggle, I'd say, God, I'd love to do this for you. But you can't do it. You've got to do it for yourself. Move to a much higher frequency. You've got to consent. And then you have to adapt to the ideas and feelings the new frequency represents. Do you remember when you started in this new company? You didn't know anybody. You'd hear people look and say, that's the new guy. That's the new girl. You had to adapt to the new frequency. Adapt to the feelings, the ideas.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.